T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, the Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 43-year-old Corey Roy White of Orem, Utah. Now, last Friday, Corey had a dream that he was driving 110 miles an hour the wrong way on a highway because police from 3 different jurisdictions, they didn't want to arrest him. They wanted to race him. Now, to be fair, I've had a dream like that myself. But the difference between my dream and Corey's dream is that I was dreaming. Corey, it turns out, was not dreaming. And he did not realize that until an officer finally had to perform a pit maneuver to stop him. Well, he was then ordered out of the car at gunpoint. And trust me, he was very cooperative. He's handcuffed. He's put in the back of a patrol car. And the cops ask him, "The hell are you doing, man? It's the middle of the night. You're going 110 miles an hour the wrong way on an otherwise empty highway." Well, he explained, "Look, I thought I was dreaming." The authorities, they did in fact believe that he thought he was dreaming, but they also assumed he was drunk, which is fair. They administered a breathalyzer. Guess what he blew? Doesn't matter. He tested negative. According to the breathalyzer, homeboy's fine. There's nothing wrong with the breathalyzer. Turns out he was not drunk. He was high on methamphetamine, though, which ended up leading to him being arrested and held without bail. This is the third time he's been busted for the same thing.
Sleeping on the meth.
Yeah, dude is just a laugh. Thought I was the cops are like,
but that's right. That's just what he's saying.
That's what he's. But yes. The cops believed him. They did. I mean, they said, "Look, he was cooperative." The whole thing. They were like, "Man, get out of the car!" Like, "Cool, cool, cool." Put him in the back of a patrol car. No worries. When they finally asked him, he kind of got out of that, and they said, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I was having a dream." "Oh, crap." So, yeah, they gave him the breathalyzer. Not booze. It was meth. Quick side note. This is honest to God truth. The last dream I had this morning before I had to get out of bed officially, I'm running late for work. And like most dreams, work did not look the way it actually looks. But I'm running late for work. I'm running up the street. But I just gotten out of the shower, and I'm combing my hair. And I realized my dream, is that I had my son's hair. I'm bald.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How did it feel?
Well, awesome. And I remember there's a minute bit of weirdness, but it's a dream, so it just is what it is. But I remember I'm combing my wet hair, running up the street to get to work. I wake up. I'm still bald. It's the first thing I told my son this morning. I woke him up and said, "Hey, man, I had a dream that I had your hair." He laughed. Mm-hmm. And laughed at
you.
That.
Don't.
You don't.
Daddy.
You don't. Yeah.
I'm going to have a dream that I have hair now.
Dude, it was amazing. But that's also why I was running late. I get that part from my wife. In the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Kevin, you understand how this here game is played?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Then you already know you have one of three stories to choose from. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Interior decorating.
Yeah. What a fine song. All right, today it's going to be a little bit different. You're going to know what a fact was, sadly, in the rectum. You just have to guess how much. Here's your story. Clayton Johnson, he's been jailed for 8 years after he was caught by Border Force officers at Gatwick Airport back in August. This is obviously over in England. At Gatwick Airport, Border Force officers searched Johnson's suitcase after he arrived in Sussex on a flight from Jamaica. Well, they found cocaine to be concealed inside of two pairs of specially modified shoes, and they arrested the 52-year-old. He was subjected to a body scan, which revealed a large number of packages inside of his stomach. He did not swallow them. They got there a different way. Now, the case was passed on to the National Crime Agency, who questioned Johnson on his method and his motives. He told them he'd arranged for the packets of cocaine to be concealed in the soles of two pairs of shoes, as well as stuffing a few into the backside there, as well as placing even more in his stomach. Now, a haul of 1.5 kilograms of cocaine, which Johnson had planned to smuggle into the UK, was recovered in total. His reason for taking the drastic action, that would be the rectal part, was to sell the drugs and make enough money to pay back a $9,000 debt that he owed other drug dealers. He screwed up somewhere, owed them money, so he wanted to make the money. Now, he owed this to a man in Jamaica whose boat he damaged some 3.5 years earlier. My question is, how many more packages of cocaine did he stuff into his rectum? You ready? Was it 4, 8, 20, or 50? So they found the cocaine stuffed in his rectum. Did he have 4 packages, 8 packages, 20 packages, or 50 packages?
Wow.
That's
20 sounds like a lot, but 50 sounds like way too many. So.
Yeah, but hey, Kevin, he owes $9,000. I'm going bigger, going home on this one, Kevin. I'm not even thinking about this, just based on the fact that the guy who owes $9,000, he's going to try to get as many up there as possible. He tried to swallow it. He's got it in his shoes. He needs to have as much of this as humanly possible. I am going 50. Final answer.
Man, I'm kind of with you, Miles. Because he owes 9 G's.
Yeah, right, and it's 3.5 years ago he damaged a drug dealer's
He's
butt,
got it everywhere. He needs to get as much as he possibly can.
He swallowed it, put it in his rectum, hit it in his shoes, yeah.
50 seems like too many, but... You crazy SOB, I'm in.
You're in?
50.
Okay. You hear where we're going, Kevin. What are you thinking? 4, 8, 20, or 50?
I'll stick with 20.
You're going to stick with 20? Yeah, why not? Absolutely. Still a lot.
That's plenty.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to find out if this guy had 4 packs, 8, 20, or 50 in his anus next.
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Subject: interior decorating. I'll profile this. We got a man who was jailed for 8 years in England after several packages of cocaine were found on his person, inside his stomach, in the heels of his shoes, in his backside. Question is, he had an impressive amount of bags in his backside. So it was all cocaine.
All cocaine.
Question is, how many bags did he have? 4, 8, 20, or 50?
Kevin, that's the question that we asked you. Hell yeah. Either way.
Well, you need to clarify stuff. All I right. mean, you know, so was did he use his finger, a slingshot, or a funnel?
You know what? Well, I like the slingshot and funnel idea. That I do not know. I do not have that information, to be honest with you. But Kevin, you said 20. No, I'm sorry. He did not have 20 packages of cocaine in his rectum. Miles, you swung for the fences. Ted, you agreed. Said, look, homeboy's paying off a debt to a drug dealer. You're going for as much as you can. You want 50? No!
That'd have been great, though.
Guys, there's a reason he got the shoes and he swallowed a bunch. It was only four.
Oh.
Only four packets of cocaine. Fair. You guys have made him disgusting.
Yeah, well, hey.
They're big bags.
Yo, a drug dealer, yeah, exactly. Like, you got to do stuff.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay, Seth on the list.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That bad boy's right there for you in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Thanksgiving is almost here, and a lot of people are still traveling despite the risk. Airports were crowded with over 3 million traveling through TSA this past weekend. What are we doing? 3 million Americans are going to show up and be like, yeah, I bought the yams, or maybe the plague.
Fallon. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and a lot of people are traveling, believe it or not, despite the risks.
According to TSA, over the past 3 days, more than 3 million people packed the nation's airports, ignoring the CDC's advice.
What are people doing? 3 million Americans are going to show up for Thanksgiving like, I brought some yams, or maybe the plague.
I got to call them sweet potatoes now. The term yams has kind of been ruined.
That's why I knew it wasn't yours.
But they're two separate things, right?
They are separate. But you can have candied yams.
Right.
That's what we called them. Right? Mm-hmm. And then there's sweet potatoes.
Right.
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't either.
It's like a shrimp or a prawn. I'm not sure.
That's
but
a good
now
analogy.
The term yam has kind of gotten a little X-rated in my mind.
What, like yank on the yam?
No, like those yams. Stuck between a couple.
Either way, you ruin yams for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's right.
Some glistening yams.
Glistening yams.
Buttered yams.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. It's like you're tracking with me. Miles got somebody tugging on his yam.
Yeah. I don't know what shape yam you buy, but.
Yams. All right. Tell you what, though. If you are going to go traveling this week, at least do the decent thing by sealing yourself in a box and letting FedEx ship you home.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Fallon. Still Fallon.
If you're going to travel this week, at least do the decent thing by sealing yourself in a box and letting FedEx ship you home.
News out of Canada. In Jasper, they have authorities said they put up an LED sign warning drivers of a very Canadian road hazard, which was don't let the moose lick your car. While in New York, it's your legal reminder not to let the squeegee guy lick you.
Seth Meyers.
Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Hit him with that okie doke. Yeah!
How's a good one?
For those of you that have never been to the East Coast, there's just people that walk up to your car and start squeegeeing. They want money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes their water bottle or their bottle doesn't have any cleaning in it. It's just water.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't have anything. But
sometimes,
often, it's not the best neighborhood. So
they'll try to. People try to sell you newspapers. They squeegee your car.
I might want a newspaper. Right. I can say yes,
but
they don't throw it through my window and tell them I owe them for the newspaper the game. The squeegee kids are like, I cleaned your window.
I give them more credit than just holding a sign. You're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Kind of.
I like the sign because it's not
on
I don't
your
owe
windshield.
You anything. Right.
Yeah.
Get that bug off there.
That's like me walking up to you with a gun and robbing you. It's like, I could hold a sign that says I need $5 or I can rob you. I'm going to take sign guy.
That's a good point. Good point.
Last week, the CDC, I don't know, it's not something that exciting. Last week, the CDC urged Americans not to travel So, of course, we are traveling. Airports are packed, but what do they expect? We're the same people they had to tell don't eat Tide Pods.
Seth Rollins. Kimmel.
Kimmel! Good
Last
call,
week,
Miles.
The CDC urged Americans not to travel. So, of course, we're traveling. The airports are absolutely packed. What do they expect? We're the same people they had to tell not to eat Tide Pods.
Sad news, I saw the Qatar Center just had to apply for bankruptcy. Today, Qatar Center thanked all their employees and all the liars that said they would spend quarantine learning the new instrument.
I hope it's you, but I'm going to go Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Here's some business news. I saw that Qatar Center just filed for bankruptcy. Today, Qatar Center thanked their employees and all the liars that said they spend quarantine learning a new instrument.
I would tell you guys what happened today, but I'm sure everybody knows.
Well, I don't know until you tell me.
Then it's a big deal in the sports world. Happened this morning. Mike knows.
I know.
You're damn right. The NC Dinos won the Korean Baseball Organization.
Oh, well, I knew that. Sure. Yeah. I thought you meant something people wouldn't know.
Organization?
Yeah, they don't call it league. They call it the KBO.
Oh, all right.
The Korean Baseball Organization.
Makes it sound more fun, you know.
So they just finished the Korean series. NC Dinos, of course, I've been a fan of them since Cinco de Mayo, the first day of the season.
That's when you picked a team?
They were playing in the first game.
And you picked the championship team?
Right. Well, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. But they were playing in the first game. Game came on. They literally, and I'm not kidding, and I talked about this back in May, had a kid in a bubble do the first pitch, but he just walked it up there because he was in a bubble.
Then you said, that's my team.
Well, at this point in May, man, there's nothing going on. Right, there's no American sports happening.
Sure.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah. So I started watching that. The Dinos, of course, I fell in love with them. How could you not?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I said to Mike this morning, this afternoon, Mike, have my second cup of coffee. So you think it's because I got drunk? I didn't last night, but I've been up since 4:30 as I watched the Game 6 of the KBO series.
You got up at 4:30 in the morning.
I woke up kind of randomly. I went to bed a little early. I fell asleep on the couch, all right? And then I woke up. It was 2 a.m. And I was like, Game 6 is on. And then the Dinos started scoring runs in the sixth. I finished her off.
Yeah.
So you got up for that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm a weird, weird man.
I know. I haven't turned the TV on in the morning in like 2 decades.
No.
Really?
No.
That early?
That's why you're missing all the good Korean baseball.
Apparently, I'm missing F1. I'm missing all that stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyhow, big news in my world. I'm sure most people don't care, but it's fun to finish out a season. I would also say credit to ESPN, man, Carl Ravage, a couple other people, man. They've been getting up at these crazy hours. Because on the East Coast, right, like that game came on at 1:30 on the West Coast. So they've been getting up at 4:30 in the morning to like start. And they got to sit there on Zoom, basically, and broadcast these games. And then they brought in another guy that's Korean that's like a super fan. Like, they did a good job to help kind of explain what's going on.
What
and they
the gave hell up, you're watching?
Right, and they gave players, basically, because you got to keep in mind, like, there was fans there last night, but it's been a slow build to get people back in the stadium.
Sure.
There's nobody there. Then they had mascots. So they would just kind of give cameras to the players, the American players, and go, hey, just film, like, what's it like living in Seoul?
By the way,
what's it like doing this or that? So it's kind of like the XFL was originally. I think you'll see some of this end up in American baseball.
And okay. Thank you all for right. The recommendation of mascots.
Oh, you watched
the
mascots
documentary
last night
on Netflix? Fantastic.
Damn good, isn't it?
If you love Spinal Tap, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman, any of that stuff.
Right.
This is absolutely hysterical.
It is.
It is well done.
It's all that stuff, man.
Jane Lynch is in there. You got your last Fred Willard appearance, I believe, maybe?
Yeah.
Close, anyway.
Poker Palsy?
Yeah.
Palsy Poker.
Parker.
Parker. Also, last night I was telling Mike, I guess I barely slept. I kind of got stuck on a show, too, called Port Protection, which is about these people that live in Alaska in a little town or a village called Port Protection.
And that's the name of the town.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
But technically, it's a village, so it's not a town. So they don't get any municipalities or any, like, you don't get a fire department.
Somebody would just work together. Okay. Kind of self-governance.
Yeah, exactly. And they got to help each other out. And so it's just crazy, man. I'm like, I don't know what I'd do with it, but I feel like I need a wench now. Like a wench, not like an old school lady selling beers.
I need a good wench.
Yeah, like I need equipment. To do what? I have no idea. But I was telling Mike, I was like, man, it is crazy. They got to, I mean, you got to build everything. You got to catch and hunt everything.
And just, so I don't live there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the idea of it. And, you know.
Does that mean no one has jobs? If you really had to live that way, like, I will go out and bring us dinner.
Do you need a job if you do it all yourself? I built my shelter, I hunt my food.
I don't think so.
Right.
As long as you can pay your rent or whatever you got to do if you have house.
So I don't know that they have rent. Part of it, I want to say, too, like, if you live in Alaska or something, I think the state gives you, like, a stipend just for living in a crazy, in, like, okay. The wilderness. But also, they do, like, kind of odd jobs. Like, one guy will go out and trap during the winter. Then he'll sell some of the furs.
So it's a trading.
Or some of them, right, have, like, fishing boats.
It's like a transcendental place. They trade.
Or it's like a barter system.
Well, no, I wouldn't say trade. Like, they just don't have.
Everybody has their own thing that they do.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like, the guy that goes out and hunts, he's not selling it to everybody else in the crew. He's going to sell these off to some shop or something.
Oh,
so basically, okay. They're all kind of homesteaders, but then once in a while, they'll do something to pick up some cash. Because you might get, like, you might get some meat kind of shipped in. Like, the guy last night didn't have a deer, so his son gave him some venison, so he had to have all the sausage shipped in to make, like, to mix it together to make stuff.
Gotcha.
But generally, it doesn't seem like they need a ton of cash except for, like, gasoline.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. What do they call it? Subsistence living.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's the old barter system, you know?
I think it's super cool. I just, as a city person, that would be a stretch for me.
Yeah, I could not help you in any capacity.
Dude, I'll get the wench out, man. We'll be fine. Let's go fell the street.
Can you get some General Tso's chicken?
No, right? Let's see. Jeopardy has it named a successor for Alex Trebek. But Ken Jennings is going to get a shot at it. The production resumed on the 30th, so Ken Jennings will be the first one.
Do we know if he's, is it an audition where you say, look, I'll plug it in, I don't know, say 6 weeks, or are you just guest hosting? Because there's a difference, right?
I believe these are kind of just auditions.
Okay.
So it's not like, hey, Ken Jennings is the new host, right? It's like, what was I going to say? Dane Cook claims that they called him because basically they're trying to find other people, right?
Off the top of your head, based on what we know Jeopardy to be, right? And even if you take Alex Trebek aside, he definitely established that show as you cannot be an idiot. So right. I can't, I mean, and look, I know Ken Jennings is not, but I'm saying as far as people you've heard of that were not affiliated with Jeopardy, I don't know anyone who strikes me as being who? Smart enough to carry that show?
I mean, I could nail this in a minute, but he's not going to take the gig.
Who?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Somebody like that. Bill Nye. Somebody who has
Bill Nye.
Well, somebody who has a little bit of already understood knowledge.
Sure.
Of things that we think that
Bill
we don't
Nye
know.
Lacks charisma.
Correct.
He
but
is
I think
what
Neil
he
deGrasse
is.
Tyson.
He could do it. Yeah.
He, you know, he would be really good at it.
He could. You know who else could do it from locally here? Rick Steves.
Oh, you know, yeah, the traveling guy.
Yeah, you're up through the back.
Yeah,
door.
In between tapings to go outside and blaze one.
Mm-hmm. So, massive proponent does not smoke marijuana.
I dig it even more.
We need to change his mind.
Oh, seriously. I mean,
come on, Rick, let's do this.
That's one of the big things about it. I've watched a lot of Rick Steves' travel shows.
Yeah.
I mean, he does specials just on the Holy Land. And the way he explains how, like, the conflicts exist between, like, Israel and Palestine and the different religions. But he's not taking a side, and he doesn't, like, push you one way or the other. He's just like, look.
This is what it is.
This is what it is. Let me, like.
That's called information. You know who else would be good? Mike Rowe.
Mm-hmm. Mike Rowe would be good.
That's not a bad call.
He does, because if you watch, Discovery or Science Channel, he does, like, so how the universe works, right? And that is, you have to be a nerd to care, but you're still talking about heady stuff, deep stuff, about the existence of the universe itself, but he does a good job. So you
don't
know
you,
he knows
don't
this
you also
stuff.
Feel like whoever takes this job is just destined to be this person for the rest of their career?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lifer, right?
I don't know, though.
Really?
Don't you think? Trebek did it for that long, but it could turn into, like, Family Feud.
I know, but Family Feud, I mean, and look, it doesn't matter, and it's not important, but just perception-wise, Family Feud, it doesn't matter. Because it's a bunch of yokels guessing the best they can of what 100 presumable idiots have guessed about a question you've asked. Jeopardy, even if you're not smart, you need to come off as smart. Because, like, let's face it, it's not like Alex Trebek just told you the answer. It was written down. I mean, you still have to know, but I feel like that's the gig you'd want for the lifetime.
I guess I could be wrong, but I have a...
Like, all right, you know, Steve Harvey then. Steve Harvey's going to host Jeopardy.
It would be funny.
I don't see Drew Carey doing Price is Right for the rest of his career.
Could you imagine someone doing that walk-off on Jeopardy like Steve Harvey, like when someone gets a bad answer?
All right.
Covers the face.
Okay.
Yes.
Two things to watch tonight. Number one, 7:30 p.m., your Sounders FC against LAFC. That's a one-er. One game takes all. You want to check that out. And then the series finale of Tosh.0, 10 p.m. Comedy Central.
So it's done after time.
On Comedy Central, for sure.
Forever. Okay, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Playboy socialite shows up at a wedding for his friend with his 6 pregnant girlfriends in tow.
Damn.
Meanwhile, a DUI suspect claims he thought he was dreaming, and cops wanted him to put on a show. Brexit forces sex toy prices to soar if you need some beads or, let's say, a plug. Video is freaking people out of something that pops out of a dead praying mantis that kind of looks like a bug. And a woman praises her beautician after her poppin' lashes stay on after a horrible car crash. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top story, we go to the UK, where drivers have been left confused about the speed situation on a certain road. Someone was kind enough to provide a photo of the situation in question, which shows an average ordinary road with a speed sign next to it reading 20. Simple enough. But then on the road itself, painted in the middle of the street is a posted speed of 30.
Oh!
Causes a bit of an issue.
That's 25.
That's a setup.
You know, it's a slow news day, right?
Go 25.
Absolutely a setup, man. Come on.
After a little digging, the actual speed on the road is 20. The sign was posted a few weeks ago, and the paint on the road has yet to fade. Mm.
Look, the whole thing about getting a speed, they don't care if you're speeding. You pay for other things. It can be education, it can be safety, whatever. That's why there's cameras. That's why there's all this crap.
Correct.
England's just not hiding it. 30, 20!
You go ahead, pick which one you want. Are you impeding traffic or are you speeding? Go ahead.
It's up to you.
Take the ticket. In other news, over in Ireland, one woman reached out to her beautician after a bad accident. A few weeks ago, the woman was driving down the road when a van crashed into her car, causing her car to be totaled and landed her in the hospital with some significant injuries. After 3 weeks in the hospital, she wrote her beautician saying, quote, I might sound crazy, but I just wanted to say you're literally the best lash artist ever, because girl, I was in a really bad car accident and the lashes are still popping.
First of all, Mike, you say that quote better than anyone could ever recreate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But beyond that, I will say this. Like, look, I know how silly that woman seems, but shout out to the person who put the lashes on.
Her face was mangled.
Right. But lashes were still there. So I understand.
Yeah.
Maybe the woman herself should have had bigger priorities, but you cannot fault the beautician to put them on.
No.
The situation's a situation. She takes a picture of herself. Her lashes still look good. So I think she just looked at it. It's like, here's the positive thing out of this whole thing. Because I look like crap. I'm all bloody and cut up and everything.
Were they fake lashes or were they fillers? They've got to be. I don't know, Ted. They're popping.
There's two different types.
I don't know what they are.
Whichever one poppers,
you
Ted.
Could just put on fake lashes or you can go to a cosmetologist.
Yeah, she's saying.
And they refill them all the time.
Why do you know this?
Is that why your lashes look so good?
Ted knows what's popping.
Ted's got those Betty Boop eyes. Oh, I was wondering what it was. Now I know.
He got them Disney.
All right, they're not real, okay?
No, they're not
real. I've been wearing fake lashes for years.
I knew it.
You don't wake up this sexy.
Takes work.
Get them eyebrows plugged too, don't you?
I do. They're great.
Shapely damn things.
Shapely Ted, we call it.
Shapely Ted with them popping lashes. Strange crime out of Japan. Police tracked down a woman that vandalized some fruit. Don't get ahead of me. Police started to track her down after 13 melons were found vandalized with a puncture wound in each of them. Didn't take long to figure out that their 68-year-old suspect was puncturing the expensive melons with her finger.
That's pretty strong.
That is incredibly strong.
You don't have room to talk. What did you tell me this morning? I farted in the produce section. It's like, man.
That's not a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
It just smelled like cooked broccoli.
He's like, man, I'm at the grocery store this morning. I farted in the produce section.
How many people smell the fruit before they put it in their basket, though? And now they get to catch a whiff of your burnt broccoli.
With melons, you're supposed to press in on the button.
Yeah.
And if the button goes in a little bit, then you take a whiff of it and you see if it's right. If not, you need to put that bad boy on the counter for a couple days.
But when you're there, it smells like you farted. You farted in the produce set. That is That's unwrapped food.
But you never would walk in there, so it doesn't bother you.
No, I would just to fart on produce. Listen, I support you. I'm just saying.
I just knew then at that point in time I had a limited amount of time to get out of the grocery store.
Well, yeah.
I could feel that the heat was on.
Oh, no. Anyway, while her motives are still open to speculation because they don't have the reason quite yet, the vandalized fruit racked up a total cost of $135 in losses to the grocer.
Damn.
Oh, they're fine with that.
The 13 melons cost the equivalent of $135. These are $10 melons apiece.
Maybe that's why she was inspecting them so, you know,
maybe
thoroughly.
And that's really the only reason that they can come up with. 68 years old, you're not exactly trying to get into vandalism here.
I guarantee you this person's been doing this their entire life when they shop for that. This is basically like, I always do that. Who does it?
Sure.
That's a bad melon.
Yeah, I think she's just mad.
Mm-hmm. I bet you she doesn't fart around the
place. Because these fancy, expensive melons, I'll ruin them.
I will ruin them all. They're $10 a piece. Another case of the past, people being found in strange places. A woman has come forward saying that Hitler has been found on her cat.
Okay, did you look at the picture?
Yes, I did. Did you see it?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of people, and it's not any of them.
Ted, have you seen this picture here?
I have not.
Of Adolf Hitler and
the
cat.
It's not a compliment. It's the inside of the cat's ear. And when you look, like, you can make out a person. Like, your kid says, hey, I see a face in the cloud.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't go Hitler.
What is this blotch here?
It can be anyone or anything like that. That's Adolf Hitler!
Right.
No one finds Satan in their toast.
It's got a prolific mustache.
It's what you're looking for.
Right.
Somebody's a little obsessed with Hitler.
They are.
Yeah.
That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less and get you ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes, indeed. All of that is true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay
beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.